Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Autonomous Closer, and here's what he has to say about it. Once again, it's February, and we are in Transportation Month here at Paparitalo Publications. For the past several years, we've been talking about driverless trucks at some point during the month of February. This year is no different, and the general comment is no different from that of the past several years. Driverless trucks are getting closer to being mainstream. Several issues might move autonomously driven trucks from in the near future to imminent as we write about them this year. First, the U.S. is experiencing strong employment numbers. Thus, some folks who have been driving trucks but would prefer to have a job closer to home may be finding that job closer to home, leaving the trucking companies in a bind. Prima facie evidence of this is that trucking companies keep raising the salaries of drivers. Also, nearly every long-haul truck has emblazoned on its rear door a solicitation for potential new driver hires. It seems that the technology is advancing as fast as possible, but higher-priced drivers and a continuing shortage of drivers may incentivize those who are spending development funds to do so faster. There have been a seemingly steady stream of announcements and news stories this past year about autonomous vehicles, from Tesla building an electric driverless truck to news that a Tesla automobile in autonomous mode crashed into a fire truck. The evidence is clear that the adoption of such vehicles is indeed imminent. And, of course, Tesla is not the only company or institution making the news. They just happen to be one of the most photogenic. In the past 2 weeks, I have rented the first two cars that have had what I will call driving aids, which are precursors to autonomous vehicles. The week of the 22nd of January, I rented a Nissan with warning devices that cautioned me when another vehicle was in my blind spot on either side. This past week, I drove a Toyota that was reading the lines painted on the road and warning me when I was drifting. How it knew when I was drifting and when I was deliberately changing lines, I do not know, but it did know the difference. Yes, I recognize these aids have been around for some time, but when they start showing up on cheap rental cars, you know the technology has broken through a price barrier. Having lived through the introduction of the electronic calculator, first an expensive instrument, then a throwaway item, the personal computer, first an expensive toy, and now everyone has at least one they cannot live without, the retail introduction of the Internet, moving from novelty to necessity, I see the autonomous vehicle as about to slip from novelty to necessity, perhaps as soon as 2020 or 2021. In my bones, I feel it is almost here. Later this month, we'll talk about what full-blown adoption of autonomous vehicles might mean to the pulp and paper industry and society in general. Hold on, we're about to have another wild technology phase shift in the world. For safety this week, autonomous vehicles are going to mean the human-machine interface is going to change, both those responsible for operating the vehicles, whether they are actually on board the vehicle or not, and those incidentally or passively interacting with them, as when they do a boo-boo and run over somebody. The rules are going to change, and so are the safety parameters. If you're in the safety management profession, I don't think it's too early to start educating yourself on these matters. In the meantime, be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.